Thank you, President-designate. Ireland aligns itself with the statement made by the European Union and would like to add the following remarks in a national capacity. Allow me too to offer my congratulations to Bulgaria on its nomination as President, and let me assure you of my delegation's full cooperation and support. President-designate, Ireland strongly condemns the Russian Federation's unlawful and unprovoked further invasion of Ukraine. In the context of our work on amended Protocol 2, we are deeply concerned about the use by Russia of mines, booby traps and other devices which create unacceptable and enduring risk and impedes humanitarian access. Ireland calls for full respect of international humanitarian law and accountability for violations. President-designate, Ireland attaches great importance to the full implementation of amended Protocol 2, which is a crucial instrument of international humanitarian law. Compliance with its prohibitions and restrictions helps to both limit the devastating effects of mines, booby traps and other devices on civilian populations. Ireland echoes the call from the EU for the universalization of amended Protocol 2 and for those states that have not yet joined the protocol to do so. It is worrying that there has been no new accessions to the protocol since 2019, and we must redouble our efforts in this regard. We must also address the worrying trend with regard to the submission of annual reports. President-designate, I would also like to make some additional comments on other matters relevant to the protocol and its implementation. For Ireland, the full implementation of AP2 is critical in ensuring the security of peace-building operations and making progress on the achievement of the Sustainable Development Goals. Ireland continues to be concerned at the humanitarian impact and the significant consequences on social and economic development arising from the use of mines other than anti-personnel mines. Evidence of the harm caused by MOTAPAM is well documented by international organisations, mine clearance organisations and affected states. We are particularly grateful to the Geneva International Centre for Humanitarian Demining for its work on anti-vehicle mine incidents and the resulting humanitarian and development impact. While the use of MOTAPAM is regulated by customary rules of international humanitarian law, amended Protocol 2 remains the only source of specific regulation on the use of MOTAPAM. Ireland supports calling for an expert exchange of views on MOTAPAM within the AP2 framework to continue these important deliberations and share relevant policies and practices under AP2. In this regard, Mr. President-designate, it is essential that the final report of the next annual conference reflect the importance for high contracting parties to continue expert discussions on this issue, and my delegation would be happy to work with you and all high contracting parties to ensure a satisfactory outcome in that regard. President-designate, the continued attention given by this meeting of experts of AP2 on improvised explosive devices is very much welcomed by my delegation, particularly given the humanitarian risks that these weapons pose. My delegation would like to thank the coordinators on IEDs for their extensive work, and we fully support the path set out by you, Mr. President-designate, for addressing this issue. Ireland recognises the serious threat that improvised explosive devices present around the world and the need for coordinated action to combat the threat. Their increasing proliferation, use, and particularly in urban settings, is deeply concerning. Given the informal manner in which IEDs are manufactured, assembled, and delivered, they pose a particularly complex and unique challenge for the international community. Their simplicity makes their proliferation much more difficult to effectively address and requires an urgent whole-of-system response that includes input from the security, political, humanitarian, development and counter-terrorism sectors. In this regard, Ireland welcomes the revised IED declaration adopted as part of the final document of the CCW Review Conference in December 2021. We're committed to working with all high contracting parties, international organisations and civil society to its full implementation to address the humanitarian impacts caused by IEDs. In keeping with our long-standing commitment to counter the threat posed by IEDs, Ireland's Defence Forces have in recent years provided counter-IED training to teams to support the Jordanian Armed Forces, to support the Malian Armed Forces through the European Union Training Mission, through the UN Mine Action Service. The Defence Forces supported the Burkina Faso Armed Forces and are currently assisting in the pre-deployment training of EOD teams in Kenya. We have partnered with the European Defence Agency to further develop military search and counter-IED capabilities. Operationally, the Irish Defence Forces maintains a significant counter-IED capability in its UN contingents in Lebanon and in the Syrian Golan. amended Protocol 2 provides an essential framework to tackle the issue of the use and indiscriminate effects of IEDs, and we welcome continuing efforts to promote the exchange of information among states parties, including on experience in IED clearance and disposal. And we look forward very much to continuing the expert-led discussions on IEDs later today and tomorrow. I'll leave it there for now, Mr. President-designate, and thank you for giving me the floor.